Written probably 6 months ago, and it was so in alignment to what we're looking at today, right now. You know, it says, as I pray for others, I am unfolding good in their lives and in mine. So I just want you to listen to this for a moment again. I listen with compassion and then release all thoughts of lack, limitation, or in harmony. So let's just take a moment to breathe in compassion. And remember, as you breathe that in, you are breathing that in for yourself, mostly for yourself, so that then you can have compassion for others. And as you exhale, you're releasing any thoughts of illness, lack, limitation, or in harmony. You cannot meditate wrong, and you all know that to be true. So this is time for all of us to get in harmony and to get in vibrational match with the universal flow of God. So whatever you've been dealing with this morning, or if you turned on your news or you turned on your Facebook and there were some things that maybe grabbed and hooked your attention, this is your time to let it go right now. There is not a thing that your worry can do. You can pick it up if you want to when you leave today. But right now, worry will not serve this situation you're thinking about at all. It drops our vibration. So I want you for right now, give yourself a break and let go and trust. Trust in God, trust in the good. So I want you to imagine right now that we are going to go to a place of gratitude. There's so much information coming at us that is not about gratitude, it's about fear-based. And it's so important to stay focused on gratitude. So I want you to think about your morning. As you woke up today, did you have a blanket or a sheet on your bed that covered you up during the night? Be grateful for that. And when you got up, did you have a toilet that flushed? And when you turned the faucet on, fresh water came out of that faucet. Did you tell it thank you? Thank you for fresh water. For most of us, hopefully all of us in this room, had a furnace that ran last night to keep us warm. Now I want you to move into your kitchen area or wherever that is in your house, whether you have a coffee pot or a hot water pot. Maybe a microwave to heat your water, food, whatever it is that you have something to drink this morning. Now open your kitchen cabinet. Whether it's your kitchen cabinet or maybe you're living with a friend or a family member right now, is there a kitchen cabinet where you are staying? And when you open it up, what do you see in there? Is there food? Are there canned goods? Is there oatmeal? Whatever it is, there's something in there to sustain your body. How grateful we are to have that. And now as you move through your house, do you have a chair or a couch? Or maybe you have multiple chairs and couches to choose from to sit on. A door that closes. A door that locks if you want to. Do you have windows that can be opened to let the fresh air in when the temperature allows it? And for those of you who have pets, I want you to focus on the gratitude that they bring you. They don't even know the word gratitude. They naturally show it. As soon as you lean down to see them or say hello to them, they're so grateful, aren't they? And how did you get here today? Did you give that vehicle, that mode of transportation, some gratitude? I look at my gas tank on my car and I say, thank you, God, for the gasoline that's in my car to get me here, or for the electric that powers my car when I need it. Just take a moment to continue just this morning how much gratitude there is in your life. In the silence of your mind, continue. So with this awareness of gratitude, may we continue through this service today with a heart full of love, compassion, joy, gratitude, and with a grateful heart, we say silently to ourselves, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Take an easy breath in now, starting to bring your awareness back to this space. And with the exhale, let go.